Hi neighbor. Sorry, I let myself in. Didn't mean to scare ya. I just wanted to welcome you to the building since you're new and all. And I think you left the front door open. Yeah, I was pretty close to the last few tenants this unit. But you know how apartment life is. People come, people go. Never even hear from some of them again. But anyways, that's all beside the point. I just wanted to swing by and introduce myself. And maybe be nosy and pick at your furniture and shit. I like what you've done with the place, by the way. Although I've got to admit, the furniture is all that looks good in here, neighbor. What did you say your name was again? Ashley White? No, don't tell me yet. The mystery is kind of fun, don't you think? Here you are, my handsome, mysterious new neighbor. And I'm just a cute, innocent little girl dropping by to make sure you feel welcome in your new apartment. So tell me, you guys, is there anything I can do to make you feel more comfortable? Come on, sit down on the couch with me. Make yourself at home. Since you know, it's your home anyways, right? I mean, obviously, you live here. Who else's home would it be? So would you think I was a huge slut if I said, I think you're really hot? And before you answer, would it be a problem for you if I was a slut? It's just, you see, I used to fall around with a guy that used to live here. And now he's gone. Well, a girl has needs, you know? And you're just so attractive. You know, there's just something about this apartment. I think it really brings out a certain side of people. There's a story that gets told about this unit sometimes. One of the little infamous stories this building has now. What about I take care of this bulge you seem to have grown here and I tell you all about it? You see, there was a girl who came and visited this apartment one time. Years ago. The way I hear it, she was a slut too. So she came over to see the guy who lives here, right? And just like I'm doing right now, she got her knees in front of the couch and she got this guy's cock out. Oh, what a perfect cock do you have. Yep, I am going to have fun with you. For sure. So back to my story. So this girl, she started running her tongue over his cock real slow. Just like this, from his balls all the way up to the tip. We're the same, me and her. I just can't help myself when there's a delicious cock like this in front of me. Sorry, this little slut, she's just between his legs. Teasing his cock with her tongue and lips. Kissing his balls. Then slowly taking the tip of his cock in her mouth. Like this. But you know how greedy little whores are, right? There was no way that was going to be enough. She had to have more of his cock. Wow! Just taking every inch of this fucking cock, feeling her eyes water, loving the feeling of just being a dirty fucking slut. But she was so aware of the longing between her thighs, the desperate need to have him inside of her, so she stood up, pushed him back, putting her hands on his chest, and lowered herself. So there she is, riding him. Wow, wow. Feeling his cock, feeling her. Wow. Just fucking taking every inch of him. And she was loving it. Every fucking thrust pushing deep inside of her. Driving her crazy, fuck. Yeah, you feel so good. Don't stop fucking me. No matter how crazy this girl gets, and it does, you gotta promise that it'll stop, because your fucking cock is incredible, and I need this more than you fucking know. Promise? Good. Because here's where it gets kind of weird. Because I was on top riding him. And she was on top riding him. Her hair thrown back in pleasure. Her mind in another world. Someone else came in. His friend. He asked if she was ready for more. But she didn't want it. She tried to say no. But that friend just laughed and kept walking towards him on the couch. She panicked, trying to get off, but she just slipped and it pushed her down on the floor, right next to where I'm riding right now. The first guy grabbed her legs and forced his cock back at her from behind. She tried to scream, but was quickly muffled by the other cock being shoved in her mouth before the sound could escape. She struggled, but they were too big for her, too strong. They were raping her, and there was nothing she could do about it. No, don't try to fucking push me off. I want you to listen. I was just a little fucking whore to them, something to get off with. I never felt so fucking powerless, but things are different now. Now I'm the strong one, even if I don't look like it, and you're just my fuck toy. You're going to let me ride your fucking cock. And you're going to listen to my fucking story. You're going to listen to me tell you about how they raped me right here in this cursed room. How the one in front of me made me choke and gag on his cock until I thought I would suffocate. The one behind me raping my fucking pussy. Just fucking me harder and harder, rougher than I ever wanted or imagined. I tried to cry. I tried to push him away, but I wouldn't stop. They just kept using me, abusing my body. But the worst was it did to my mind. Knowing that I was no longer a person. I was just a thing. Just like you now. Just a thing to help them get off. I was nothing but a sobbing, messy, helpless little fuck toy. It was like the only thing that existed. It was like the only thing that exists in the world was that feeling of conscious force its way to me over and over again. Finally. Fucking finally, the guy in front of me came. I could taste it in my mouth. I feel it dripping down my face. Come. Please come. I'm begging you. Just come and end it. I don't care where. You can come on my pussy. Is that what you want? Anything? Come on me. Come on me. Please just come. Please fucking come. I begged him to come so it would finally end. But the guy who came told me to be quiet. I didn't. It was a mistake. He yelled at me again to shut the fuck up and put his hand around my throat. Just like I'm doing to you now. Do you like that? Does it hurt when I squeeze? Or are you like me? Barely feeling it at all. Just getting raped and having the life choked out of you. Dying like a little fucking piece of rape meat right here in this apartment. And before I died, a funny thing happened. My mind snapped. I finally understood it. I realized I could take whatever the fuck I wanted from whoever I wanted forever. But don't worry. I'm here. You won't be alone. I'll always be here with you. You, me, and all the other men I've killed here in this cursed apartment. So die for me. Die like me. And fuck me forever. Ah, 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 ah